7 years as mayor and 18 years as a member of the city council. Respectfully, this is a no-frills budget. When we started the budget process in late summer, we were looking at a possible potential $5 million deficit. Immediately, with the support of city council and my department heads, we implemented a hiring freeze. Department heads cut their budgets. We placed restrictions on overtime. We deferred projects. We deferred bond spending. We furloughed workers. We closed our swimming pools and playgrounds throughout the summer, just to name a few. In addition to the loss of revenue due to the pandemic, the city received notification that there would be an increase in our pension payments. My administration was faced with very difficult decisions that needed to be addressed now and not put off for future years. My administration has worked very hard with the support of City Council at being fiscally responsible, and that is the reason why our bond rating has improved from BBB to A+ with a stable outlook. In addition, workers have been cross-trained. We've increased the use of technology and tablets have led to us becoming more efficient. Tonight, you will address the budget, and Mr. Evans, Mr. Civic, and all the department heads are here to answer any of your questions. Regarding the fire department, 18 men and women will continue to work on each shift. No one is being laid off, and Chief Aki is here to address and answer any of your questions. Since the consolidation of the city's 911 into Northampton County's 911 system, the service call center serves a much different role than it did when the city had its own 911 center. Positions that are vacated due to the early retirement incentives will be evaluated on an individual basis as to whether they will be filled. In closing, I want to thank City Council for working with the administration during the year. I look forward to working with you during 2021. Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask if you would allow Mr. Evans to make some comments.
No. Good night.
Go ahead, Mr. Evans. Thank you.
Thank you, President Waldron. I certainly do not have as much of experience as a mayor with City of Beth on budgets, but I have been here over a decade and worked with some difficult ones. I can point to several years that were impacted by the Great Recession that were particularly tough. In recent years, the economy has been strong and the budgets have not faced that level of difficulty. The 2021 budget presented several different and somewhat unique challenges, and this administration worked to build this proposal with a focus on addressing the issues head on. Over the past month, each department has had the opportunity to present their piece and answer your questions. We appreciate the opportunity to explain our decisions. There are some very serious decisions for your consideration in this budget, and we understand that. At the end of this process, there will surely be areas where we agree to disagree. The important thing is that collectively we produce the most responsible budget for the residents of Bethlehem. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Evans. Anything else from the administration?